jump from the trunk.
You are probably wondering why I asked you to attend this press conference, right? The reason is that I have a new plan to deal with the terrorists. I have decided that we will give them a taste of their own medicine. Yes, you have a question?
Yes, Mr. President, it's George Baconrind of Almost Free Press International. What is it that you are planning to do with the terrorists?
We are going to get a group of about 12 of them together and take them to the top of one of my towers where they will select their own bungee cord and then they will jump off the tower and into a sloppy wet vat of water, camel dung, and oil down on the ground.
Wow, that would be terrifying.
Exactly. And what will make it even more terrifying is the fact that not all of the bungee cords are of the same length. Some cords will stop within 6 inches of the dung vat, while others will plunge 8 feet into the dung vat. They will get to pick their own bungee cord, but they won't know how long the cord is when they pick it. Yes, you have a question, miss?
Sherry Norman of Tomorrow's News Today, isn't that cruel and unusual punishment?
Well, Miss Norman, it's a lot less cruel than being beheaded. You know what they say, let the punishment fit the crime. They are dipshits, so I say, let's dip them. I think it will become a popular event. It can be televised nationally, and we may even give a prize to the best diver. We could call it, Take a Dive to Stay Alive. Or maybe, The Jump from the Trump. Oh, I see they have a few of them ready to do a test jump now. Okay, boys, let them go.
Oh my, that must be terrifying for them.
Well, they're terrorists. They should be used to terror. Now, what did you think of those jumpers? I kind of like jumper number 3 myself. He is Ali Bendova. He's so high energy.
God help America.